The words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, now that Christmas is over, we can get back on track and get back to talking about the Apostle Paul. We'll be picking up his story in the book of Acts, chapter 17, going through verses 1 through 4. When they had passed through Amphipolis, and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and not a few prominent women. I kind of like that little bit of the story. I think one of the things that I find so interesting about that story is the idea, talking about Paul going into the synagogue and reasoning with people. I like that idea of Paul the preacher going in and reasoning with people. You know, our faith really, you know, I understand the fact that our faith is faith. It's based on things that we believe. And I really hope that as Christians, we don't just believe stuff. There's a lot of people out there who just believe stuff. And they'll believe whatever the last thing they heard was. And they'll hang on to that until they hear something new. It's hard sometimes, you know, I understand that it's hard sometimes for people to do that kind of thing. But our faith needs to be based on reason. It's hard for us to believe things, to just blindly believe things. I mean, you've heard the expression blind faith. And maybe there have been times in your life when you've had a struggle with something, and the answer from some people may be, "Can't you just have a little blind faith?" It's not necessarily a good idea for us sometimes to have blind faith. It's not necessarily a good idea for us sometimes to just believe everything that the preacher says. Anybody ever heard of Jim Jones? He was a preacher that a bunch of people just believed everything he said, and they're dead now because they drank the Kool-Aid. It's important, I think, for us as Christians to be reasonable, and not just in our faith, but also in our testimony. You know, Paul was here. He was reasoning with the people, and hopefully the thing that we're getting out of this discussion about Paul is, as Paul is going around witnessing to people, as Paul is going around to people presenting his testimony, bringing people to faith, hopefully that's something that we're doing as well, because it's something that we as Christians are called to do. And hopefully when we're out there doing that, we can be reasonable. We can reason with people. I mean, we all have that picture in our heads of the street corner evangelist standing on a soapbox shouting at people, right? You know, we've seen that someplace. Excuse me. I don't know how effective that is. I don't know how effective somebody shouting the gospel at somebody else is, but I can't imagine that would reach me well. I mean, usually, to be honest with you, when I see that guy standing on the street corner screaming the gospel, my immediate thought is to cross the street. It's hard to bring the gospel that way. It's hard to bring the gospel with threats. Reason seems like a much easier way to go about it. And as I'm looking around on you today, I honestly can't imagine any of you folks screaming at anybody, especially screaming the gospel. And I'm hoping that as we talk to people, we are reasonable. And this, of course, as we're looking around the world today, as we're looking at things that are happening in the news, we see a lot of people shouting, don't we? We see a lot of people trying to express themselves, particularly political views, because that seems to be the thing of the day, trying to convince people of their political vision, of their political beliefs, by shouting. And once again, you're not going to change anybody's mind politically by shouting. It's hard enough to change somebody's mind politically about anything. And I'll be honest with you, I have had my mind changed by people who have actually come up with persuasive arguments. But they were reasonable. They reasoned with me. They took that time. They took that time to be reasonable. I found a couple of proverbs that actually talk about this kind of voice. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." How true is that? I mean, the book of Proverbs is called the book of Proverbs is called wisdom because it's wise. And that is certainly wise. It's easier to calm somebody down when you're calm yourself. It's easier to get somebody angry by yelling at them. You're never going to defuse the situation by yelling. And once again, there's just so much of that in the world today. I'm reminded once again of a professor who told me that it's important for us as preachers to not shout our entire sermons. I know I've mentioned that here before, and in conversations with some of you, I think we came to the conclusion that it's okay to shout 2% of a sermon. I think we even figured out how long that was, how long that works out to. I don't remember, but in actually trying to shout that percentage of a sermon, it really didn't work for me. Hopefully, I am seen as reasonable. I know some people that see me as reasonable, and that's good. I think that's good. I have a friend, a gentleman I know on Facebook, who is he's not a Christian, but he occasionally listens to my sermons. He occasionally listens to the recordings of my sermons, and he looks at the things I say about God and about my faith on Facebook. He says, because I'm reasonable about it. He doesn't necessarily believe these things yet. I'm still praying for him. But he's willing to look at these things and listen because I'm reasonable. Isn't it good to know that somebody might just listen to you if for no other reason than you're reasonable? We're going to encounter people everywhere we go that don't agree with us. We're going to encounter people everywhere we go that aren't going to listen to anything we have to say. It's just the truth. It's just how it is. But for us to be reasonable, for us to persuade through reason, how much better is that? I also know that I in particular, am not a particularly persuasive person. I have a hard time convincing anyone of anything. But as we present the gospel, it's not just us that are persuading. The Holy Spirit works through us. The Holy Spirit gives us what to say, and the Holy Spirit leans upon the hearts of those who are listening. It is up to us, though, to be reasonable. It is up to us to be patient. It's said in this passage that Paul did this over a period of 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Proverbs 25:15 tells us that by forbearance, a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Forbearance. Patience. Patience. Paul spent 3 weeks doing this. It wasn't just a one try and then that was it. And sometimes that's going to be the case with us. When we are spending time with someone, explaining the gospel to them, presenting the gospel to them, it may take more than one try. And you know, that reasonableness may be what it takes to get us in the second time. If you've spent time talking to somebody about the gospel, have you been able to see that point in the conversation where they're done? Maybe that's a good time to stop and pick it up another time. Pick it up another time. Patience, forbearance. It tells us that by this method which Paul used here, some of the Jews were persuaded, a large number of God-fearing Greeks, and not a few prominent women. I expect not a few means many. We typically, as we are presenting the gospel, have an opportunity to do it to a person at a time. Typically a person at a time. I encourage you this week, as you spend that time, as you seek that time, as you seek that opportunity, to be reasonable, to be patient, as you present the gospel, as you present your life as an example, as you present your witness, reason with them, persuade them, be patient with them. And hopefully then we'll be patient.
Lord, who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think our good and final word is reason. We all like it when people are reasonable with us. I'm pretty sure they like it if we're going to be reasonable with them. And I really do think that that is an easier way for us to reach people. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that your Spirit would be upon us as we go out into the world to try to bring the world to you and to your Son. We pray, Father, that you would give us patience. We pray, Father, that you would lead us to those that you would have us reach. We pray that you would help us to be reasonable with them. And we pray that your Spirit would lean upon them and prepare them for your word. We thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.